please. I am Conley Simmons. I am the assistant lay leader for the celebration service, and I want to welcome each and every one of you, some who have been here all along for the whole journey and some who have come back to help us celebrate this last final service. The ministries, the worship, all of the good works of the church go on. So even after today, there will be, you know, many, many things to put your hand to. You know, we've talked a lot about the difference between grace and works, and we know the difference. But works can go on for you, and we hope that you will find a worshiping community somewhere else in this church that is wonderful and vibrant and meaningful to you. But there are announcements and things that do go on. I hope you've been enjoying Move Up Sunday with an AE. And if you haven't had your ice cream yet, I'm not sure there's going to be any left by the time we're done. We're getting ready to kick back off on all of the fall activities, and if you have not gotten your calendar for your refrigerator, I've put a few copies over there. Put this on there. There's some things that are coming up right away, as we all know. Today is the choir kickoff, right, for all of the youth choirs. Today is kickoff also for MYF. It's going to be just a complete, wonderful, amazing madhouse here as some of the new ones come in. Parents, please come. Please sign your kids in. Please sign up. There's going to be a sign-up sheet for all of that. There's also coffee with the pastor today at 4 o'clock in room 200. And there's a reception, most importantly, probably, right after this service. We're going to have a reception to chat and mingle and remember this amazing time that we've had and this wonderful journey. So if right after the service, if you will do us all the favor of just separating the chairs, and they're going to take the tables that you see in the back and lay them out in a cross, right across the, that's how they do these things. So just help them out and try to get out of their way. We cannot end this last service without honoring and thanking those who have worked hard in their ministries, the folks from Bridge the Gap, Becky and all of them, and Otis and his wonderful ministry to Southeast Raleigh. Otis, would you stand up, please, and be recognized? There's Otis and Becky. Would you? Come on. Come on. Yes, you do. Ministry is tough when you're walking the street sometimes, isn't it, Otis? And he and I had a chat last week about how things will go on for you. My name tag today says Conley Simmons. It does not say assistant lay leader. This will be my last service as assistant lay leader. It has been my honor and my privilege to assist, help, work with you. And any of the questions that you've asked me, it's been my honor to represent you at the church council meetings when it was appropriate. You've made my life different. You've made my life bigger. You've made my life better. I've gotten to know Brent and the folks in the band. And this is just so shameless. I apologize for this. But I just want to thank you. My growth path came to here, through here, and will go on from here. But it was because of all of you folks, the folks in the AV team, my pastor mentors, William, who's hopefully enjoying that cruise somewhere, Rick, and everyone who's touched my life in some way. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach here, to sing and praise and worship with you. And that worship continues right now with Reverend Rick Wilkerson. Rick, welcome back to this pulpit.
I'd like for us to start with the prayers of the people, and here's how I'd like for us to do it. You just voice the person you want to pray for, the situation you'd like to pray for, and then we'll all say together, I'll say, Lord, in your mercy, and you say, some of you know this, hear our prayer. So the floor is open. Please voice your prayers. We're going to the Lord in prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our 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 prayer.
All of our youth as they go back into school.
Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For all of our teachers, but especially all of our first half teachers who are getting their first classroom.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, for these and all other prayers, those unspoken, those we think of later, we have asked your mercy. We know your grace is deep and wide. And we ask that you answer these prayers. Sustain those who need it. Give peace to those who are anxious. Bless all those who need these prayers. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now it's time for us to say what we believe, so let's all stand as we join in the creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
And please find somebody you don't know yet and welcome them today as we pass the peace.